This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Now, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly. Right? Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. And the way you do that, obviously and honestly, is to get involved in the conversation. Get involved in the facts. Check them out yourself. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. it really never stops. With all this crazy stuff, it just never stops. Where was it? Come on, come back. Minneapolis Teachers Union kind of got themselves in a little snit. At least I think they did. Right? The union agreement stipulates that white teachers would be laid off first, regardless of seniority. And what I'm loving about this, although they don't have the guts to say anything or do anything, what I'm loving about this is this stuff is now coming back to haunt them. Now coming back into their faces. Think about it. Right? An agreement between the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers Union and the school district states that white teachers will be laid off before teachers of color, regardless of seniority. This agreement was reached to end a two-week teacher strike. It says that, you know, starting this year, if accessing a teacher who is a member of a population underrepresented among licensed teachers in the site, the district shall access the next least senior teacher, who is not a member of the underrepresented population. So it doesn't matter how good you're doing. It doesn't matter whether you're a great teacher or not. It just simply matters what color you are. Man, goes totally against everything I was taught as a kid. No, really, think about it. Totally against, right? Now, the agreement goes on to say that when reinstating teachers, the district shall prioritize the recall of teachers who is a member of a population underrepresented among the licensed teachers in the district. So not only can you not fire a underrepresented teacher, no matter how bad they are, when you go to bring teachers back because now you've got a grip of money you don't know what to do with, you have to bring back the underrepresented teachers first. No matter how good or bad the other one was. It's just amazing. It never, and like I said, it never stops. It's hilarious. Now, according to the agreement, the purpose of the policy is to solve for past discrimination. Yeah, we're going to make up for the past. There we go. Here we go again. Right? The agreement said it disproportionately impacted the hiring of underrepresented teachers in the district as compared to the relevant labor market in the community and resulted in the lack of diversity in the teachers. Well, if they would simply hire by who's the better for the job, you may have had all black teachers. You may have had all white teachers. You may have had all, I don't know, Hispanic or Asian teachers, or mostly. It should not matter what color you were. It should matter how well you do, how good of a teacher you are, all of that. But no, got to go by color. According to the Star Tribune, 50 teachers of color will be losing their positions this fall due to cuts tied to enrollment losses. Now, you think that this school went looking? I got to ask. Do you think that the school district went, okay, we got to lay off 50 people, let's go for the black guys first? Really? There's a summary agreement. The union says the policies will move the district closer to a safe and stable school. Ah, there you go. So color balance is what makes the school safe and or stable. Students need educators who look like them. No, students need educators that will educate, that will do the right thing, that will uplift it, and will get these kids turned on to learn. That is a ridiculous statement. And they can relate to? You can't relate to another human being? Are you telling me that white kids can't relate to a black teacher? So what do I do then? What are you going to do for my white kids then? Or does it matter because they've been the ones that are discriminating against the black community, so it's got to be their fault. This language gives us the ability to identify and address issues that contribute to the disproportionately high turnover of educators of color. Why don't we find out while they're leaving? Really? Edward Barlow, a band teacher and member of the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers Executive Board, he told a local news source that the agreement could be a national model for finding ways to retain teachers of a color. I don't want to retain teachers of color. I don't want to retain white teachers. I don't want to retain Hispanic teachers. I want to retain good teachers. That's what I want. It's all I care about. All right? If you're a good color teacher, you stay. If you're a bad color teacher, you got to go. Just like a bad white teacher should go. Joe Mazzino, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Always pleasure to have you with me, 855 Bro Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, right? So, God bless. There's so much to talk about, and I mean so much. Hey, head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made it easy and cheap. Look, at the prices have come crashing down. No joke. Seriously. You really need to hop on there, check out the pricing, check out what it is that you're looking for. And I'm talking about, I don't know, slippers, bathrobes, sheets, pillowcases, pillows, right? I mean, all kinds of things that you can get involved, that you can buy there. And some people say, Joe, look, it was too much money. Look, put it in your cart, and then use promo code Joe on the way out. Use promo code. You get a watch. You're going to get 50 to 60% off, or you might get a 2-for-1 deal. And if you don't like the price, you don't check out. It's that easy. Isn't that hard to figure out, people? Anyway, the so MyPillow.com, check out the inventory. Buy what it is you need to buy. Stop giving your money to the Chinese. You keep telling me you don't like what's going on? Then stop feeding the beast. Seriously. Anyway, the Minneapolis Teachers Union, we were just talking about, they've got an agreement that stipulates white teachers go first. Doesn't matter how good they are or how bad, how good they are. They go first. And when refilling the positions, people of color go first. Right? Sound like it makes sense to you? That sound right to you? To remedy the continued effect of past discrimination, that was the reasoning behind the way, why they wrote the contract the way they did. It's just amazing. And I love how they say it's been mutually agreed upon. Of course it has. You're out on strike. It's the only way to get you back to work. God, it's just amazing. Again, 855, a real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right, let's see. No, I got so many stories in front of me. I don't even know which one to start with. You know, I did the one about the Wyoming. This is just crazy. Okay, so finally, pro athletes who are Christian have decided to take a stand on the word and not their jobs. They've decided to turn around and go, look, I'm going to do what the Word of God tells me to do. I'm going to do that first. You hired me to be a football player, or baseball, whatever it is, not to be a walking billboard for you. A rainbow-colored jersey meant to promote the LGBTQ ideology has been rejected by 7 Australian rugby league players who withdrew from the match rather than wear the article of clothing. Now, Sky News has been reporting the players are from mainly Warringah Sea Eagles. That's based in Sydney. The 7 players said that they would not wear the jersey based on religious and cultural grounds. The report explained the team, without consulting the players, got the jerseys with the rainbow logos replacing the previous white stripes. Coach Des Hasler defended the players, saying the club was at fault for not properly consulting them. The 7 players are from all walks of life, but they're all Christians. They put out a text. Not text, what is that? A tweet, excuse me. We're standing with the Manly players, and it lists all their names. Everyone is supposed to have the right to freedom of religion. So we stand with these players. This is people out there that are supporting them. They're saying, it's okay. This is good. They're allowed to stick up for their beliefs. They weren't even given the choice of wearing the standard jersey because under National Rugby League rules, all players on the team must dress alike. Now, the coach told reporters he accepted the players' decision. He said, these young men are strong in their beliefs and their convictions. We will give them the space and the support they require. The team didn't even bother to let the players know. That's wrong in and of itself. He said, sadly, the execution of what was intended to be an extremely important innovation was poor. There was little consultation or collaboration. I mean, this is constant. Here, wear this. Right? That's really what it boils down to. Here, wear this. Now, the Christian Institute reported Sea Eagles captain Daly Cherry Evans warned other clubs not to force players to back specific causes. Team owner Scott Penn claimed that 7 players would be open to wearing the rainbow jersey in the future if properly consulted. One of the seven players said that just utter nonsense. The players will not backflip on religious beliefs. That's the biggest problem that we have. I was just talking to Kimberly about it a few minutes ago. We say we're patriots. We're willing to fight. We buy guns. We buy a gazillion rounds of ammunition. We do this. And what do? We fold. Well, I can't give up my house, Joe. I can't give up my... And I realize, in and of yourself, onesie twosies, it doesn't really have an effect. But if thousands of people, tens of thousands of people actually stood up and said, yeah, we're not doing it. Right? I mean, can you imagine a small school or a small school district? We had, 50 teachers in the school. Maybe 1,000 kids. Imagine if those parents all got together, 90% of those kids, 90% of the teachers wouldn't wear the mask, wouldn't check for, affirmation that you got the shot, proof. You know what a change that would be countrywide? The Institute reported that Reverend Dr. Mafu from Tonga said that he was very proud of the players, proud of their stand. Christianity takes a very strong root in our people. Whatever the Bible says is very authoritative to us. You have to, more and more of these people are doing this. More and more of these people are sticking up for what they believe in, right? I remember early, January, February of this year, there were 5 Tampa Blu-ray baseball players that refused to be forced to promote the LGBTQ lifestyle. And they have a right to do that. I mean, we all have a right to decide what we're willing to support and what we're not. Doesn't seem like the left wants you to believe that or even know that, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break about the passport incident. You know, is it true that they took Donald Trump's passport? Well, it looks, everything out there being published looks like yes, it's true. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Will it be a midnight train to Georgia or a bus or an Uber, as a Fulton County judge suggested? Rudy Giuliani expected to testify in person on Wednesday before a grand jury in Atlanta as an investigation into interference with the 2020 election in the Peach State continues. Now the former New York mayor and personal attorney to former President Trump could face criminal charges. His lawyers were informed that he was an investigation target. A federal judge ruled that South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham must also testify this month. The news comes as the Justice Department wants to keep the affidavit that triggered the search on Mar-a-Lago sealed. It says that it would affect the ongoing criminal investigation. Also, the affidavit has matters of national security involved. Several news organizations seeking to unseal the document. A federal judge in Florida allowed the warrant to be released publicly on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back at it again.
I'm back at it. I don't know where you're at.
Joe is here, your host. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. A lot to kind of move through, if you will. You know, and again, I told you we were going to talk about the passports that have been confiscated. Confiscated? And why? Is he a flight risk? Is he a flight risk? Wrist? Well, that was bad. Risk? So the confiscated, and usually you have a judge to that. Usually you have to do something so egregious, right, that they're worried that you're a flight risk. Do they really, what are you going to do? Going to freeze his money? He's always going to be a flight risk. He can get around. He doesn't need them to get around, right? But really, you know, when you get through with all this, it's an assault on what could potentially be a pretty staunch opponent for the Democrat Party. Without a legal passport, Trump would not be able to travel abroad on his Truth Social app. He put up, wow, in a raid by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago, they stole my 3 passports. One was expired, along with everything else. This is an assault on a political opponent. This is my words. This is communism at its best. This is Putin taking out his opponent. Right? And while we're jerking around with this, Putin's building, he's building alliances with Rocket Man. Now, Scott Perry, the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, he had his phone seized, and they gave it back to him after they made a copy of it. Monday, the President Biden's passport should have been confiscated before he hands it over to the Chinese. Now, reports indicated Trump's passport included his personal one and a diplomatic one given to government officials are now in the hands of the feds. And it's wrong. I mean, really, when you think about this, everything has gone down when you think about this. And they had no right doing it. Absolutely none. I'd like to know on what grounds. You know, and again, here's another story. If it was any one of us, think of what would have taken place. How bad it would have been. A woman of color. I'm tired of them saying, personal color? POC, a personal color. No. This is an Atlanta woman. She's a woman of color. She claims the cops attacked her. Right? And she is, thank God for body cams. They wanted them. They got them. A video that shows the Atlanta police officer manhandling a black woman in an affluent park has gone viral. Hollywood stars, professional race agitators, they accuse the black officers of racism. But as it turns out, there's much more to the story. And they never show you that. Just like with President Trump's, they were having the, I don't know, what you want to call that, trial? That kangaroo court? They didn't show the whole videos. They chopped them exactly where they wanted to chop them. They chopped them exactly where they wanted you to see what took place with only what they wanted you to hear. Right? That's why I always say the same thing. I wait to offer an opinion. I wait before I say stuff on some of these things because I don't have all the information. And you got to see the full video to know what's actually going on, what it looks like, what's actually happening. Now, the video is heavily edited, gone viral on social media, only shows a portion of the incident that the video, than the whole full video. Which is just amazing. Right? The woman didn't comply. She wouldn't comply. She kept giving him a hard time. Had the woman only complied with the reasonable request of the officers, she would not have been arrested. It really was that easy. And then the Atlanta Police Department, they released a full hour of the body cam footage after he turned it on. It shows the entire incident, start to finish, from when he pulled her over till she kind of went out of her mind. It's an hour long. You can find it online. It's easy to find. Is it worth the watch? I mean, we've had a dumbed down videos that 3 or 5 minutes is the only way people will watch them. If they go much, the further over 3 minutes they go, the less viewing time they have. Now, we can give you a summary of the incident. As she's screaming about being, manhandled by these people. So, first thing she's, the first part of the incident. Now, they all have body cams on. Right? And in response to safety concerns after the August 2nd homicide in Wilson Mill Park. The homicide of Rosa Burney Park, I guess. They've been instructed to increase patrols inside the city. Or inside the parks, I'm sorry. Now, the officer in the incident conducted a patrol inside the park at around, it's almost midnight. The park closes at 11. So during his patrol, he saw two people inside the park attempting to issue both a citation for a violation. Now, for most traffic law violations, city ordinance violations, officers are authorized to issue a copy of charges, release the individual once they have signed a ticket. Signing the ticket, not an admission of guilt, just acknowledges that you received it. We have the same thing here in California. You sign a speeding ticket, simply says, yes, I received this from the officer, I understand the court date, yada, yada. Now, if you have a problem with that, I don't know why. You'd have to explain it to me. Right? Refusing to sign a citation is considered reasonable cause to believe that the individual will not appear in court or even pay the fine for that matter. And the officer may then physically arrest the individual so they can be brought before the court to post bond. Now, in this case, he's issuing the citation. He's explained to the male that he would be taken to jail if he refused to sign the citation, and the male chose to sign the citation. The female was given the same information. She refused to sign it. Right? She cited the fact that she wanted the officer's badge number. It's important to note the officer had provided his name and badge number to the female twice. And the second time was only moments before she asked for his badge number again. See, they don't pay attention. They don't pay. They're so mad. They think they're gonna create enough of a ruckus. You're gonna leave them alone. The offer explained what would happen if either party refused to sign the ticket. Then he went to put the female in handcuffs after she refused. She attempted to place the female's hands behind her back, and she began actively resisting him, which started in another altercation, and he put her in handcuffs. Now, no one wants to see an officer between, or a fight between an officer and a citizen. Nobody does. But when you look at the video, right, you look at the body-worn camera, that cop must have asked her 50 times, just comply. Just put your hands behind your back, right? You won't sign the ticket. You're not going to walk away from this. She consistently refuses, and she's pretty nasty towards him. The officer requested assistance from another officer, and then the female was placed in handcuffs. Now, the female brought up several issues. I'm not calling her a female just to be, but I mean, seriously, this is how they refer to them. So the officers are required to read someone their Miranda rights prior to arresting them. The officer was wearing a mask and rubber gloves in an effort to keep himself safe from the viruses or diseases. And they're authorized to do that through the Atlanta Police Department. If an officer explains you will be taken to jail for something and you choose to push the officer to that limit, guess what? You will end up in jail. I mean, how many commentators have you heard? Black commentators who say, look, just comply. Right? This whole thing began over them ignoring the signs, being in the park, and then citations would have been given to them. And they would have been out of there in 10 minutes. Instead, they made this big deal, right? They made many bad decisions. Can't remember the movie, but where the guy says, hey, you've chosen poorly. She chose poorly every time. Right? She was entirely out of control. Didn't have to be. And now, as Paul Harvey used to say, some of you who remember, now you know the rest of the story. Be back. Got a lot more stories. Little girl got her lemonade stand shut down. You won't believe why. Be back in a few minutes.
Trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best interest. Entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
T Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. Right? You want to be part of the solution. You want to make sure that that you got the info you need to put it out there, whether it's to help somebody run a race, be in a race, and so on. Seriously. This is the way we win. We win when we have the info. Right? And it drives me out of my mind when people get the information, and it's, I won't say it's almost like they forget it. And I don't know, maybe they do forget. Maybe they weren't paying attention. Somebody has to explain this to me. Right? Somebody has to explain to me How many times you have to talk to these groups about what's going on? And before you get them to really sink into your head. Just nuts. All right, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. The crazy stories are all over the place. We already know this. But this one, really, I mean, these have happened before, and I kind of giggle about them, but I really shouldn't be. This is a problem. Now, again, the little Asia Baker, she's a little budding entrepreneur. She's 8 years old. She ran a lemonade stand all summer long. Now, come on. Yeah, you might. I mean, some people get grossed out by that because you don't know where it was made or how it was made, but that's not the point here. On most days, she sets up her shop in front of the yard of her family's home in Ohio. The other day, she got wind of a big festival in town near her dad's office, the Alliance Ribbon Food Festival. She decided all those hungry folks, hey, they might be thirsty too. So she set her lemonade stand up about a half a block from the festival. A few minutes later, the police showed up. They said, hey, someone had complained. Really? I mean, really? If you file a complaint on an 8-year-old over a lemonade stand, there's something wrong with you. There's something mentally wrong with you. Well, they were really sad that they had to shut me down, but they gave me $20 to try and pay for it. Turns out that in Ohio, anyone who sells lemonade has to have a permit. She was told to shut down her... Oh, my God. A permit. You know, they should put some of these things, they should put together like anybody under 12. With a, you know, lay it out to plain simple English. Look how far we've come. How many people have died from drinking lemonade from someone's lemonade stand by the side of the road? Police officer felt bad, but the law is the law. So he gave her $20. He gave her $20 so she could buy a permit. I could definitely tell he did not want to shut her down, but I mean, you get a call, he has to do it. Right? Definitely did the right thing. You know, look, we're the same way. You follow the law, you don't follow the law, right? Think about that. So Eric Strada, no, not Eric Estrada, but Eric Strada, the owner of Black Sales Liquidation, he read a Facebook post about Asia, and he was so impressed. He offered to let her sell lemonade from his downtown business. He said, I don't know a lot about 8-year-olds with motivation like that. He said, I know when I was 8 years old, I was video gaming. I was inside on the couch watching Saturday morning cartoons. I was not doing lemonade stands or trying to make any money. What a messed up country we live in where kids need government papers. Yeah, und your papers. Where are your papers? To sell lemonade. He said, I understand the rules. I understand why she got shut down. It's sad. You know, with the law, when some of these laws are put in effect, they're not put in effect to stop an 8-year-old. Right? They're put into effect to make sure the people that are out there, yeah, selling full-fledged meals, selling things like this along that line, that they're making sure that the health codes are being observed. Right? Come on, think about that. He went on to say, I understand the rules. I understand why she got set down. He said, the only thing that made me sour, or more sour than lemons, is the lowlife who ratted her out. Oh, I so much agree with him. What a spineless piece of work. I mean, if somebody called her in, for what reason would they do that? If they were genuinely concerned, why not go up and say to the little girl, honey, do you have a permit for this? Because it would be the right thing for you to do. And that way they were sure everybody's kept safe. Let me give you the $20 for the permit. That way there you're legal and you can do this the right way. That would have been the kind thing. That would have been the encouraging thing to do. I would almost guarantee what party this person belonged to, but I'm going to try to be nice. I don't want to be, but I'm going to try. I mean, wouldn't that have been the great thing to do? Hey, I know you're trying to be good. I know you're trying to do the right thing. Let me help you with this. God bless. It never stops. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I told you guys that in this election cycle, we're going to have a problem. And I don't mean a little problem. Look at Gascon. We were told that that he beat the recall. He didn't beat the recall, not by any stretch of the imagination. They had thousands and thousands of signatures that didn't match. Now, did they really not match? Or were they allowed to be said that they didn't? Because look at, what's the thing about something? In the mail-in ballots, I had people that I was working with. They were down at the L.A. County Registrar Recorder's Office where they were looking at the signatures on those ballots. Some of them didn't even have signatures on them. Right? Some of them, the signatures looked like they came from outer space. Right? They didn't care. They don't care. If it doesn't fall in line with what they want, then they're not going to push it. They're going to push against it. They're going to push for what they want. Oh, you already know. You see it all the time. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And when they say, then they have all these signatures that somehow, I don't even know how this happened, don't match. All of a sudden they don't match. There's something wrong there. No, big time wrong here. That should never have happened. And they should have allowed, as they didn't, they should have allowed people to be part of it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look at, do you guys remember during the election when they boarded up the windows and they wouldn't let anybody see what was going on? Anybody remember that? Well, that's kind of what's going on here. They won't let anybody in the count. They won't let anybody in to verify the signatures along with the workers that are inside. And yes, sorry, workers on the inside, I don't trust you. Not when we start off with 200,000 more ballots than we need, or signatures that we need. Right? Now what's happened is we're having the attorneys step up and go, no, 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 we're not going to do this. Kathy Cady is a former Los Angeles deputy district attorney, co-chair for the recall DA, DA Gascon. She told a news source the group plans to exercise its full statutory legal authority to review the rejected signatures and verification process that took place. They are going to push to make sure your vote counts, which is what we should be doing. I mean, according to the Registrar Recorder, over 500,000 residents placed valid signatures on a petition to initiate a recall for Gascon to deprive them of the opportunity to restore public safety in their own communities is wrong on so many levels. Caddy noted that more than 500,000 signatures were added to 37 cities voting no confidence in the... Yeah, I know. Every city is voting no confidence on this guy. And they're going to say no, it didn't qualify. They're out of their minds. 37 cities voted no confidence in the district attorney. More than 98% of Gascon's own prosecutors supported the recall. The removal of George Gascon from office has never been a matter of if, but when. They want him gone. He's allowing all kinds of havoc on the streets. He knew he was in trouble. This whole thing was worked out from inside to make sure he wouldn't get recalled. It's sick and it's sad. Joe Matthews, your host. Don't go far. We're not giving up, and a lot more coming up.